Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We have a lineup already, so just want to let the callers that are in the queue know we're going to be getting to each one of you, but the caller that is calling from a blocked number, the person has been on hold about 2 minutes. Actually, if you could call back and unblock your number, we would appreciate it. And then we will take your call. Also, press 1 if you would like a reading. I don't know if the caller that is blocked knows his or her number is a blocked number, but that person does not have his or her hand raised either. So if you do want a reading, call back and unblock your number and press 1 to reach us. So our followers and our listeners can join us on follow us on Blog Talk Radio, rather, as well as Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. The call-in number today, 914-338-0164. Again, press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, and we'll take our first call. So it looks like the private caller is just listening. 312 is first, then 959. 312, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, my name's Elizabeth. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Elizabeth. Is that with the S or a Z?
That's with a Z.
Okay. Welcome to the show. Have we spoken with you before?
No, this is my first time.
Yeah, don't remember you.
Guys,
oh, okay. So you listen, but you haven't called. How long have you been listening?
A couple weeks now. I'd like to scroll through and see the archive shows.
Perfect. Well, we're glad to have you here with us today and as a listener. So, what's the reason for your call?
Okay. It's one question. It's twofold. My partner died a year ago, and the brother took over everything, and now he's trying to kick me out, and I'm supposed to get a settlement, and I have no idea where I'm moving or where I'm going.
Oh, boy.
And my question is the move, am I going to move into a nice place? I was thinking about asking my friend Dominica, but I don't know.
Okay, well, then we need to get some birth dates, so I'm really sorry about your loss.
Thank you.
And what is your
birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's August 8th, 1960.
Okay. So, all right, August 8th, 1960, and then your partner's birth date.
The one that passed.
Yes, please.
April 12th, 1955.
1955, and do you happen to have the brother? Birth date, his brother, 5, 6, 7, 17.
Jim.
No, his birth date.
I don't know his birthday.
That's okay. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm trying to remember. Sorry. No,
That's okay. Do you know your friend Dominica's birth date?
No.
We're gathering birth dates right now. Okay, so we don't have those birth dates. But the first thing I want to say to you, Elizabeth, is that I thought you were calling about a relationship issue. So essentially, this is really not a relationship issue. It's like where you live, but it's stemming from a problem which resulted in you being in a situation where you're facing eviction, or is property that you're living in, is it a rental or is it something you own or your partner owns?
It's a condo that my partner owned.
And so the brother-in-law is trying to kick you out. I guess in was it an unexpected death?
He died pretty fast. Yeah, he had cancer.
He had cancer, but did he make arrangements? Did he make arrangements?
He knew he was sick, and I asked him, I said, what's going to happen to me? And he's like, oh, my brother will take care of everything. Don't worry, you won't be homeless, da-da-da. And then as soon as he died, he served me with eviction papers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been trying to evict you for a year, you're saying?
COVID hit.
Oh, and they put a moratorium on evictions, so you've been able to stay.
Yeah.
Right. And there's no will or trust or anything that your partner left you.
But, well, I was originally in the trust, and his brother had him write me out.
Oh, boy.
And I have a lawyer. I do have a lawyer whose name is Tom.
Okay. The brother had him write you out of the trust.
Right.
And do you know why?
Because he's greedy.
Right, but why would your partner... Why would your partner agree to it? Was he under influence of medication?
He was under medication.
So is your attorney trying to challenge
He's trying to get me a settlement.
Well, in essence, if your partner was not of sound mind, he can't legally change his will. So if your attorney looks at that angle of saying, listen, this woman's partner was not of sound mind because he was on medication, he was undergoing treatment for cancer, and he made a change to the will when he was not completely competent to do so.
Right.
Is he exempt?
He's trying to hit at all angles. He's trying to do that. It's
okay, Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
Is the possible settlement above or below $50,000 potentially?
Well, it started off at $50,000. There was a settlement on the table, and then the brother is now like reneging.
Okay, but then the $50,000 is a validation. When we say $50,000, you're validating it started off there.
Right.
Okay, so that's a good sign. I think, if your attorney is saying, listen, you're not going to be able to stay. It's legal what he's doing. You were written out. We can't fight that. The best we can do is a settlement. We'll fight for that. I think, in a kind of vision. You'll get about $40,000, and you can move in with your friend temporarily until you decide what you want to do. That's what I think is going to happen.
Wow.
I was just going to ask regarding the eviction moratorium. Isn't that still in place till a certain date later in the year?
I think till March. I'm not sure,
yeah.
Or till the end of March.
Yeah, you know,
I'm trying to find that out.
He'll get you out by April, May at the latest, and then you can go on with your life.
Uh huh. Right. See this movement.
No, it's actually June 30th. Actually, they're trying to extend it through June 30th.
Oh. Well, April, May.
Home foreclosures. I mean, I don't know if that.
Between April and May, I think maybe Elizabeth, right around there, you'll settle 40. You'll have to pay your attorney. You might end up with about $32,000, something like that. And you'll move on. and go on with your life. What are you, 60 years old?
60, no. Yes.
She's 60?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, you have a life left.
Next,
you have a life
year.
Left. You don't want to stay there anyways. Not with him. So it's over. Were you with your ex? Was it over 10 years or under?
I was with my partner for 6 years before he passed.
6 years, which is interesting because you're 60 years old right now.
Well, 6 years. So he was with him since 54.
54, which is...
Well...
It's a multiple. She's on a multiple. Yeah. And you're on a multiple now of your master number, Elizabeth. So
yeah,
the fact that you're going through this change right now is not surprising. Actually, we never talked to you before. We're going to get to 959 in just a moment. What happened in 1992, there should have been a change. In 1992, 1993, because you're born at tail end of the year, last third of the year.
I think I moved then.
Interesting. So same theme. Do you work?
No, I have, I'm on disability.
Disability? All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
So you have an income. I mean, there's.
You'll have about, maybe you'll come out with about $32,000 after you pay off your attorney. You'll move on with your friend. You'll stay there for a while, and then you'll find more permanent residence. Chicago's kind of expensive, but you'll be okay. You'll be okay.
It's less expensive than it is here. My goodness. Chicago? Property tax is high, but it's cheaper to buy. I mean, she's not buying. I don't know about the rental market, but I assume it's lower.
It's moderately.
Well, I lived in New York for over 40 years, and Chicago is definitely cheaper than New York.
Yeah, New York's super expensive.
Well,
where are
okay,
you?
So we're in California.
We're giving you a pretty good outlook in terms of your circumstances, and we've hit some valid points. So hopefully that will work. Get in touch with us. Follow us, Elizabeth. It won't hurt to follow us. We'll keep watching your life, and you can call back the show, and, we look at the people that follow us.
We do. Yeah, you can send a friend request, too, either way, or like our page, whatever it is. So.
Wow. Thank you.
To your advantage. To your advantage,
Thank you. Yeah.
We'll
Thank
get to
you.
Know you a little bit more.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'll let you know the outcome.
Yeah, let us know what happens. We'll be interested.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a caller from 959. And then a caller from 923. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing today?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. So I called you guys a long time ago, but it's been like a year and a half, so I haven't really done like reading on Blog Talk Radio. So it's more, that's why I'm kind of serious, but not too serious, but there's some hope in it. So I'm a little confused, like I guess because I'm overthinking things right now.
What's your name? So, what's your name, first of all?
Faithful.
I'm sorry, it just cut out.
Repeat
your name. Stacel. Yeah, I remember you. I remember you. You had a problem with your boyfriend. You were living with him. There was drama. Yeah, I remember you. S-T-A-C-I-L. I recognized your voice, actually, before you said your name. But anyway, give us your birthday again. I don't remember it.
10-18-1989.
Okay. All right. Go on. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no, that's okay. So my question is because actually I don't even know how to put it into question, but so I've been living here since May of 2018.
Living where?
In my apartment that I'm in right now. And so I you know, I've always wanted to move out of here. Even the day that I moved here, I've always hated being here. And so I signed up on this other place that, you know, that I was on the waiting list since June. The waiting list has came up, which was great. The only problem is my credit kind of messed me up a little bit, but they're giving me a chance to do a hearing, which I have to send out a letter, you know, saying what happened. Something did happen back in 2019. You know, just a lot of stuff that happened when it comes to my credit. So I have to explain that to them. And then I do have a great reference letter from my landlord. So I'm going to attach that. So I don't know what's going to happen because I am just dying to get out of here. It's not a great environment. It's just a lot of negative energy living here because it's been a really bad history in this complex. A lot of stuff has happened, a lot of deaths has happened here. A lot of crime stuff has happened. It's just a lot of dark cloud over in this area.
What state are you in?
Here.
Are you in?
I live in Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay.
Yeah. But this complex that I live in, I mean, I know I've heard stories from the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. My kitchen door, it still has a bullet hole in it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they never removed it. I don't know why they left it like that. I don't know. I try to see if someone has died here, but I've only found maybe one person that has died, but it doesn't say if it died in this house. I just know that this person was a drug dealer a long time ago. But that's about it. But it's just the environment here. I don't even feel like I even belong here. I just want to get out of here. And I'm just hoping that they'll reconsider my application if they do my hearing.
So you, I just want to get clear. You applied for a place in June of last year and you're still waiting to hear from this place. Did I miss something?
So last week ago, they called me to come in to do background check. I had to sign stuff for background. I have to bring my pay stub and my employment and all that stuff. But they told me they didn't go through everything else until they saw my credit score was kind of not that great. Even though I do have a good rental history, I never have been evicted. I've always paid my rent on time, which I have a reference letter from my landlord that I received yesterday. So.
Okay, so this place is still in contention.
They put my application on hold in case they reverse the rejection.
And you say you've been living in this place since 2018. Did you move in when you were 29 or 30?
I moved in when I was 28.
Okay.
29, going on 30 at some point.
Going on 30, which is, 30 is a change, would have been a change for you, a move, because it's a multiple of your karmic number, 30. You're 37, 10, 1, right? Do they have that up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's at 30, because it's a multiple of 10, the third multiple of 10, it would have been a change, which was your move into this apartment. So now you're trying to get out. So you're asking, you want to ask us when?
Yeah, and I'm just hoping I have luck for this other place.
You know, it's pretty simple, Stacel. Follow what they're saying to do. Follow what they're saying to do, and you're going to get out of there. I think they'll reverse it. I do. Just follow what they're saying. Cooperate them. You know, you don't sound like a guy that gives people lip or aggravation. Just say you repay your rent on time. You have recommendation. Your credit was bad. Every person has an ability to clean it up. That's
change.
What you're doing now. And you you know, I think they will cooperate with you. That's what I'm getting. And then what kind of job do you do?
Right now I work for Amazon currently.
You work for Amazon?
Do you make a decent income? Do you make a livable income?
It's just that now it's like a slow season, so I wasn't doing too much hours this few weeks because of the snowstorm.
Do you work in a warehouse? Do you drive for them?
I work at the warehouse, and that's another thing. Like, that's another reason why I want to live that place, because where I live, it takes me almost an hour to get there. And sometimes I know I come late, or because the weather's not good, the snow and all that, it just messed me up. But if I move to the other place, I can transfer to it's a new warehouse that they built not too far from there. It would only take me like 15 minutes.
Listen, Stasel, you're in your location because of the karma of that location has prompted you to stay there. You have in your immediate life zone some hard numbers to deal with. Explain that.
So you're born in the 10th month, you're born on the 18th. Actually, 18 is a powerful day to be born on. However, the fact that there's the 11 going on and the 0 shows that there's going to be some problems, especially in the area of foundation and relationship. But you've got that 8. He's going to be 32?
He's going to be 30. He's 31 now.
32. So you've got 5 more years until you make a change in your life. So you're still in linear fashion on, he's on the 8th actually.
Well,
this age, but he can get,
he's got 10.
Yeah.
So he's got those 3 tens he's
right.
gone through.
So he can be pulled back into the 10 easily, and he's a 10-1. I mean,
he's completed some karma. I mean, you've completed a lot of karma, Stasel. So your life was supposed to be hard and rough. It was supposed to be hard and rough, and you're supposed to be there because of karma. But it's about time. We think you're going to be leaving. Just follow the steps, do what they're saying, and you will get through the cracks, and you'll be able to move out and, get your life back to where you would like it to be. I think there's going to be a higher – you have nice energies coming up. 8 and 9 are good. And you have another 8. The reason you're having trouble with location and trouble in your life is because of karma. But your karma says, listen, Basil, you will have karma in your lifetime, but you will have a rebirth. And that then life will get better. We're predicting that rebirth is coming up.
I have a question, Basil, because I don't remember that you worked for Amazon. Did you always work for Amazon?
I started working at Amazon November of 2018.
Well, we probably talked to you then. What did you do before that?
I was doing sales at Costco. The job was kind of just the hours was too much hour up and down. Kind of the reason why my credit got bad because I kept using credit cards. But something did happen in August of 2019. I was pushed to get a dog in Florida. I brought the dog up here. I still have that dog. But it messed me up during June of 2019. And then August of 2019, I got a bill, and then I was going to do a lot of overtime. Somebody told me to do a debt settlement, which was the worst thing ever. And at the same time, I was out of work for 35 days. Actually, a little bit more at the beginning because they put me on leave because they want to do a medical accommodation. 35 days after that, because of my hernia, and I ended up having a hernia. So that really messed me up, and that's where it all started. So,
it's weird because I didn't remember you lived in Connecticut. I thought you lived on the West Coast for some reason, but anyway. And are you out of the relationship? Are you out of that relationship?
No, I'm still with him.
You are.
It's, Yeah, it was a bit of a work too. It's not as bad as it used to be, but it's, you know, it's been a bit peaceful the last couple months. I know something did happen because of, I had to bring him to the hospital because of medication issue. But that's about it.
Yeah, we've got turmoil in your life. What's going on with your dog? What do you, did you have trouble with your dog after you owned the dog?
Wait, I'm sorry, Sam. What did you say about
that?
Did
you have some trouble with your dog? It sounds like you had some trouble with your dog at one point. Did something happen with the dog?
Supposedly, the breeder, he was a farm dog in Florida. He's a rat terrier. But supposedly, something happened to him. I don't know if his leg got ran over. Something happened with his leg or tail or something. But he seems fine. I don't know if she's.
Well, did you run into you ran into some veterinarian bills that you didn't pay?
I had to. No, I did pay the vet bill. The only thing I haven't even done it yet. Is I was supposed to give him another rabies shot. Which I could not even afford, like, because actually I was supposed to do something for this month, which I probably could not afford that right now.
I just saw, we drove by a veterinary office, and I saw a rabies shot for $10. So there's got to be a place where you can get a rabies shot for a dog that's inexpensive in your area.
Yeah, well, I think I was told to do maybe like Petco, because I don't want to bring him to the vet because there's really nothing wrong with him. But I don't want him to get like a general checkup and they'll just bill me something that I would not. Like, I remember when I gave him my cat, they gave me more than what I expected. So, like, I have these credits back then for that. So.
Well, here's what we think. Here's what we think. We have a good outlook. You just follow the rules, what they're saying, do it step by step. Keep in contact with somebody so you form some kind of personal relationship. Get names of people and always refer to those names and say what great help they are. And I think you'll probably get out of this mess before summer or by summer. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
You just follow step by step.
Be persistent with this prospective rental people. Being persistent.
Get to know them. Do you have any kind of obsessive compulsive nature in your personality? Are you a clean freak? Are you anal in any way? I mean, what in that regard of that personality complex?
I'm not too crazy with cleaning. I guess I could blame on my ADHD. Part of me is because I hate this place. So I don't have no love for this place. I don't get too crazy or too.
Let me ask you another question.
With how,
you have in,
you know,
in terms of got it. In terms of siblings, do you have a sister?
Yeah, I have a sister.
Okay, what's your relationship like with your sister?
It's not that close. We don't really talk much. But then we don't really argue with each other. It's like, it's, I don't know
Got
how
it.
They're explaining
it.
It's
matter.
More like.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We're just looking for validations. I'm trying to get an energy in your voice and get some validations to figure out how to angle this process for you.
To get you out of your place you're in now.
One last question, because we're going to stand firm on the fact that you'll probably make it by spring or summer. But do you know anyone who was ever interested in the ocean, the boating, had a boat, anything with a boat?
I don't know anybody with that. I think on my grandmother's side of the family, we have a history of like supposedly like my grandmother's great grandfather. He was I forgot what it is. He's like a big man. It was in history. Something happened in France. Something happened in France. That he was in charge with a really big warship.
Okay,
but,
that's it.
Okay, as long as the rumor's there, that's all we need to know. So that's what we think.
Yeah, my grandmother is. Yeah, my grandmother, the family are from like Southeast Connecticut, Rhode Island. So it's like involved with the Long Island Sound and the ocean.
Yeah.
I even have like a thing that was from my great grandmother that she made, and she painted like a ship. So, a ship itself is involved in that family.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. That's enough validation.
All right.
We have a good outlook for you. Just do
okay.
it. Cooperate. Be personable with the people. Get to know people. Get names. Have a nice voice. You know, you're a very pleasant person sounding. You know, just keep going with it. You'll get there. We have a good prediction for this.
And we're going to get to our other callers in like 30 seconds. 323 and then 401.
Okay.
However, just one quick question. Is the person that you're in the relationship with living with you? Because I remember that there was some kind of domestic problem with this guy that you're still with.
Yeah.
Is he living with you? Is he going to be applying for the apartment with you? Or are you the only one on the lease?
He's going to be coming in with the apartment that I'm in.
So will he be on the lease? Is he applied as well?
Yeah.
So it's dependent on his energy too. What's his birthday real quick?
His birthday is 9/5/87.
So you hear that? Yeah, it's not only him, 24. Yeah, and he's a 29/11 too. Okay. So
I know he has complained that this energy in this place also infected him a lot as well.
Yeah.
Both
compounded.
They're both compounded.
Crazy.
That could be part of the problem too, getting them in. Does he work?
No, he's on disability.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let us know what happens, Basil. When there's a change, give us a call back.
I will, and I definitely will be sending out the letter. I just got to go to the library and print out all that stuff.
Okay,
so
all right.
Yep. All right.
Thanks
well,
for
thank
being
you
in
so
touch.
Much. I'll definitely keep you guys posted whenever I get a chance to find out.
Hey, you know what, Stacey, if you're comfortable, follow us.
Like our pages. It helps.
Call us to follow
It'll
us.
Help
we'll get
you.
To know
It'll
you
help
more,
us.
And we'll have that connection, and it's nice.
If you follow us, you're not going to see much. You'll have to send us a friend request. But I don't know if you're on Facebook or not. But you can also like our pages. And those are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. But it's good for you and it's good for us. So.
Okay.
We wish you luck.
All right. No,
okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so before we take our calls, I have something to announce. Shocking. Rush Limbaugh died. I get these flashes across my screen, these news alerts. Yeah, he's only 70 years old. 70.
Wow.
I haven't looked. It's just, I get these banner alerts on the computer. So 323 is our next caller. Hi.
Greetings. This is David. I'm in Palm Springs, California.
Hi, David.
Hello. My credit score is 818, so I don't have any problems there. And I actually had talked to you guys a number of years ago, and I was living under the assumption that my birthday was August 2nd, 1963, which made me a 29/11, which anointed me with all these properties. And I never got a psychic reading. I never had a horoscope reading that jived with me ever. So time goes by. Since I've talked to you, I was talking to a numerologist, and she said, I don't think you're a 29/11. I think you're a 7. She's like, you should research 7s. And she's like, and I'm not sure that you're a Leo. And I'm like, well, yeah, everyone's always telling me I'm a failed Leo. She's like, I don't know. I don't think you're a Leo. Investigate. So I investigated 7s, and I'm like, wow, I'm a 7. And then never, ever once looked at cancers, investigated cancers, and I'm like, damn, I'm not a cowardly lion. I'm a cancer. I like being in my shell. I like hiding out by myself. Anyway, so all these other things have happened and strange coincidences. And one of the things, the hospital that I was supposedly born in has no record of my birth. And my parents have always given me very different stories of my childhood and my birth and what happened to me. I've never had a birth certificate. Anyway, so I came to the conclusion that I am a 7. I do remember my mother saying that I was supposed to be born on the 4th of July. And it never made sense how, if I'm supposed to be born on the 4th of July, I was born in August. I mean, who carries a baby 10 months? Anyway, so I came to the conclusion that my birthday is July 17th. And so I'm wondering if you guys have a vibe on that, have any sense that that's the right date for me.
Well,
do you know how old are you?
1963. I'm 57.
So you're sure of the year?
No, I'm not actually. I mean, it makes sense as far as, you know, what I went through in school and stuff. But I, you know, listen,
What year did you graduate, David?
81.
School. 81?
81.
So you were maybe...
He would have been 17 upon graduation.
You would have been
17. Were you, you don't know how old you were.
Yes.
That would be 1980.
That would be 64. He was born in 64 then.
Yeah.
He could have been born in 64, which brings up that 11.
Right, which would make sense given the controversy with your family and the fact that you don't even know your birthday, which is so strange to me and modern. Where were you born?
I was told I was born at a hospital in Pontiac, Michigan. I do remember living in Pontiac as a child. I do believe that I was drugged as a child. My parents were very, very dark. So I don't remember exactly all that happened. But my family is never, both my parents are only children and my grandparents are all gone. So there's really there's no one to talk to. There's no one to ask.
Okay. David, what was the other birthday that you gave? What was the one that you thought you were going on? What was that one?
August 2nd, 1963. That's the one I've been told. And I was given a piece of paper that was a fake birth certificate from my parents.
Well,
and the county and the hospital have no record of me.
I don't understand. I guess, but we're both a little confounded as to why your parents would lie. I understand that you're saying that they were very dark people. But to lie about a birth date, I mean, it's so weird.
My parents weren't married. My mother was a teenager. My dad was in college. I don't believe that they ever had. I think that it was just literally in the back of a car that it happened. They weren't. They didn't have a relationship. I've come to believe that I was actually born in a mental institution. So I think my mother had. I know my mother was in and out of psychiatric hospitals for many years when I was young. And I remember that. I know that. And I actually believe I was probably born in a psychiatric hospital. And what I'm thinking is, it's possible I was born on July 17th, but it didn't actually get registered until August 2nd because it was a psychiatric hospital and they had better things to do.
Well, the thing about it is, David, there's something that has to resonate with the 8-2, 1963 because of what you were told. So that code applies even though you weren't actually born on that date. What?
Listen to this. Well, what were you going to say?
Well, go ahead.
No, because it's in relation to what you said.
Well, I mean, so even if the birth date isn't 8-2-1963, then we have to consider both birth dates.
But wait a minute.
Okay.
Listen closely. Just listen closely. July 17th, 1964, that adds up to an 8.
It adds up to an 8.
I think you were born in 64, not 63, because if you graduated before your birth date would have come after, whether it was July or August, it would have come after. So you graduated not at 18, you graduated at 17. You were 17 in 1981. Listen closely. You were 17 in 1981. So 7/17/1964 adds up to 35 equals 8. Now 8/2/1963 adds up to 29/11/2. So two and eight are the two numbers of that original birth date. Got it?
Yep.
One birthday adds up to 8. The other birthday adds up to 2. 8 and 2 also corresponds to the August 2nd birth date that you gave previously. So that's what I was trying to say in relation to what Kristen was saying, that there's an, it doesn't matter. What it means is it doesn't matter. Let's go with these dates, but it doesn't matter which one's more accurate. Because what it means is you said that you have a lot of properties.
8 would be more properties than 7. Yeah. Because 7's, I mean, the 8-2-1963 birth date resonates more with having properties because of the 8 factor in the month. But if you're
what do you mean having properties?
Well, you said you had a lot of properties. Didn't you?
No, I'm sorry. Oh, I was making a joke. I was referring to the previous caller, and I said that I have a 800 credit report score. I was just bragging about the credit report.
But then he said something about properties because you heard it too.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're talking
properties of a 7 personality.
I see.
Well, it doesn't matter. 7 personality, you have it in 7
personality.
17. Don't worry about that. We believe your birthday is 7-17-1964.
But wait, how did you get the 7-17 date? How did you discover that date?
Okay, so, I'm still kind of stuck in the 1963 because it would have made, it makes sense. I graduated in June and I would have turned 18 a month or two later. That's
right.
The right timeline. Anyway,
But you would have been 18 if you graduated in 1981. Do you understand what I'm saying? You would have been 18 going on 19, mathematically.
No, I wasn't. I hadn't turned 18 yet.
Well, yeah. If he was born 1964.
I was 17, about to turn 18 in 2 months.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
But David, what we're saying is if you were born in 1963, as you're saying, you would have been in 1981, 18 at the time of graduation, and turning 19. I mean, it's a very easy calculation. 1963 plus 17 is 1980. You would have been, so 1964... Do you understand
that? Well,
So there, you may have been, if you were born truly in 1963, you may have been a year older than you thought.
Wow.
Because 1963, if he was born in August, now I'm totally confused.
I don't know. We all have different opinions here. We're bumping our heads together.
Yeah.
But I believe you were born in 7-17-64. You're a 35 equals 8. You have 7s in your month and day. What happened? Now listen closely. What happened? 64, 64, 84, 90. What happened in 1999 to your recollection?
I moved out of Michigan for the last time, and I moved to Florida.
Yeah, I think your birth date is 7-17-64. You had a weird childhood. It was like out of a Charles Dickens novel, all this insanity and craziness. Okay. But it's not that, at this point, you're what, 56?
Well, no, who knows how old I am? 57, 58. I actually do say I don't know.
We don't know.
So I have a question though. Back to my original question. How did he come up with 717? Forget the year right now. 717.
Okay. So this,
where'd you get it?
So I was accepting that I was born in 1963. I do have a younger brother. I believe his birthday information is correct. I remember when he came into the world. Anyway, I was working with the idea, someone said I'm not a 2911 and I may not be a Leo. And I was like, good. And I looked into Cancer. I'm like, God, I'm a crabby person. I like being in my shell. I like hiding out from the world. I like water. So, and then I looked at sevens. I thought, I'm really a 7. So I started doing numerology math and came up with the 7 dates in July that could have been my birthday that added up to 7. So 7-17-1963 is a 7. And I thought, that's interesting. So I was on a website looking at all the people that were born on July 17th. And about 10 years ago, I was at a fancy restaurant in Beverly Hills, and with my lawyer, not criminal, a personal lawyer. And Phyllis Diller was there with a big group of people. And she was an old lady, but she was still cackling and having fun. And one of the things that my mother had done with all of her insanity was that she was a very good writer, and she actually used to write jokes for Phyllis Diller when I was in my 20s. So I had a couple of martinis, and I walked over to Phyllis Diller, and I said, "Hey, my name is Monty, and, you know, blah, 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 da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. And you used to write jokes for my mother." And she said, "I did. What's her name?" I said, "Well, you probably don't remember, but she's blah, 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 blah." And then she said, "So, you know," and I said, "You know, you told one of her jokes on Tonight Show, and she was really happy. And whenever you'd send her a check, you'd stamp on the back of it, 'Phyllis Diller is a very funny lady.'" And she's like, "Ha, I did." Anyway, so ended up walking Phyllis Diller to her limo and said goodbye and hugged and kissed on the cheeks. And anyway, so a couple years later, now 10 years later, I'm on this website looking at famous people born on July 17th. And Phyllis Diller was born on July 17th. And I said to my lawyer, I said, "Can you believe, I don't know my birthday, but Phyllis Diller is on 717. He goes, "Oh, well, that's your birthday too." I'm like, "What?" He was like, "Oh, yeah, that's your birthday." And it was just so weird that my Ivy League trained lawyer would just say, "Oh, yeah, it's not a coincidence. That's your birthday." So I don't know, but it was a very strange coincidence.
You just feel that he said that because it resonated, not that he had any information that you didn't have.
He doesn't have any legal information, no. No.
He's right, though. He would have been born, I don't know what's wrong with us today, but 17, he would have turned 18 in 1981. So he would have turned 18 after graduation, like in June. Do you know, if he was born 1963. No, he's right about 63.
He's
mean,
right about 63?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's right.
I kind of lost my mind earlier when you guys were contesting my math.
No,
I didn't know what to say.
I know. No, I don't, because it, yeah.
He said he graduated in 81.
Right. So he would have been 17 at the time of graduation. And then thereafter, he would have turned 18.
If he was 17 in 1981 when he graduated, that is the year 64.
It isn't, because add 1963, this is so silly, but add 1963 of a calculator, or I'm sorry, 1981 minus 1963.
I turned 18 that summer.
In 1981. So he would have turned 18 following graduation.
Right.
Okay, so 63. Okay, so let's say 63. So in 1960, so you're a 34-7.
According to this birth date. But, like I said, I'm going to go back to what I said. You've got to consider both birth dates as part of your energy field because of the fact that you were given a birth certificate, fake or not, that cast you as born on 8/2/1963.
Right. And I tend
now
to believe that's when my birth was registered.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it was 63. So maybe it was 64. Okay. So let's say it was 63. You're 34-7. Now what? What's your question? If we get that out of the way.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, I'm just trying to see if you guys have a hit. Like, yeah, that July 17th feels right, sounds right, vibes right. You know, because, you know, I have been a failed Leo my entire effing life. I have had psychics and astrologers condemn me, chastise me for my failure, for being a horrible Leo, for being a failed 2911. I've been shunned and repudiated my whole life. And when I realized, well, wait, maybe I'm not a 2911. Maybe I'm not a Leo. Maybe I'm not a cowardly lion. Then my whole world kind of shifted, and I feel much better, much more comfortable in my own skin, even if it's a crab shell. But it would be nice to have some validation after having literally 30 years of people telling me I was a failed Leo.
Well, that's so silly that people would say that. And the thing is about astrology is it's basing your life on a personality profile, and your life is so much more than just a profile of a personality.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You have so many past lives and depth in your soul. And that really is what makes up the birth date in a master number. According to,
yes.
And getting on the subject of 29, hold on just a moment. 401, if you want a reading, please press 1, because we don't know. You're just sitting there. You want a reading, and we're going on here without knowing if we have someone waiting.
Are you
right now? What?
What?
So what I was going to say is 2911 actually in our numerological theory is not a 2911. I know they call them master numbers, but it's actually a 2911 too. You have to reduce twice to get to a master number, David. And
right.
The 2911-2 master number fits in with the problems that you've had in your upbringing with your family. You've got on 8-2, you're born 8-2, that's a 10-1. So you have foundation element problems. Your mother was in psychiatric hospitals. You had bad relationship with your parents. Sounds like your childhood was very tumultuous. That fits in to that 29-11-2 energy. I mean, you know,
well,
are you
financially secure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, that amounts to an eight. That amounts to an 8 energy, and you have an 8 in your 17 collected in your day.
If that's the, yeah.
So, and as far as the only thing you need to worry about in your forthcoming life is what contribution you might make to the world. If you have some kind of talent, writing or anything that you do, David, look at your creative juices and figure out what you can do on the planet, aside from your crab-like, shell-like existence, what you could do to exhibit your talent. If your mother wrote for Phyllis Diller, she was one of my favorite comedians, I loved her. But, if you have some writing ability or anything in that regard, that would be a nice thing for you to express. Right now, I wouldn't obsess on your birth date. You are who you are.
Right. And if you want to, I mean, getting further beyond just a creative energy, if you are saying, well, you know, I really feel like a 7, that is a spiritual number. So if you're truly a 7 and you're the 717, you've got 7s in your birth date, the master number is 7, if we're going by 1963, then you've got to make a contribution to the planet that's beyond your own ego. It's got to be a spiritual contribution, helping others, helping the planet, helping animals. Something that goes beyond
your show like existence.
Exactly.
Do you have any talents? What do you do?
We got.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how I made my fortune from writer. I'm writing. I'm a writer. I'm a hugely successful, highly retired writer.
Oh.
What did you write a book? Can we know the book? Would you mind telling us?
I wrote in Hollywood, and yes, you've seen my work, and I don't talk about it. I was invited into a very dark circle in Hollywood, and my life was threatened, and I like literally walked away and left everything.
Oh, wow. But can you tell us when you credits? Can you tell us when you credits?
No, I don't talk about it. I don't talk about it.
In your life was threatened, so that's really interesting. So you encountered a very dark force in Hollywood. Energetically speaking,
well, yeah,
like,
are
we talking
Hollywood,
like,
the facade, but yes, Hollywood.
Satanism.
Yes.
Are we talking about Satanism and all that stuff?
I was invited to a pedophilia party,
yeah,
and it was very clear that when I turned down the invitation, my career was over. I had a choice. I could either go F children or I could walk away, and I chose to walk away. And for about 5 years, I bought a big, huge house in Palm Springs with walls and security. And for about 5 years, I would have threatening phone calls and my, you know, damage to my property and emails saying I was being watched, and it finally stopped.
Yeah. Well, David, if you ever prefer, you can always do a private reading with us and contact us by the number. And we might be able to give you some other insights. It's all confidential. We over tight-lipped and all that stuff. But that's an invitation if you want it. You can always call.
Cool. Thank you.
The 562-596-7818, and maybe do something there, and we can talk more at length when you're not on the air, figure some things out.
Yeah, but
know.
It's interesting. I knew that's what you were talking about, pedophilia. I knew it.
Well, right, which is interesting because I think that's what I experienced as a child, and I think that's why my parents drugged me. So it literally comes full circle.
Right. But the fact that you walked away from it and sacrificed your career, that's a higher level energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whether you were 29
or
30, whether you're 34,
yeah, it wasn't even
you,
a choice.
You didn't, yeah. And others obviously engage in that kind of activity to, you know, to further themselves, which is kind of mind blowing. But anyway,
well, you know, look up our profile, and if you feel comfortable, give us a call. And if not, then I'm off.
But it's been an interesting conversation, Dave. We got to take our 401 caller. We're at the end of our show. I don't know.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if we helped you.
It's great to connect. I really appreciate it. All blessings, and I look forward to talking again.
Okay, sounds good, David. Bye bye.
All right, be well.
Okay, 401. We've got very limited time, but we're going to try to fit this person in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, thanks
for Carrie. Carrie. From Rhode Island.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, flight attendant.
Actually, yeah. And then, you know, I just tuned in. So I didn't have my hand raised at first. And when I tuned in, the caller you were on was speaking about, you know, his family living in the Connecticut area. And I think it was something to do with properties. And that's the last thing we spoke about. So I actually called to check in and sold the property that we talked about last time and did not invite the person to come in and sign the lease with me. So that's why I thought it wasn't a coincidence that I tuned in today. I know that was
what you're 27-9, if I remember correctly. But maybe not. What's your birth date?
I'm sorry. August 6th, 1985.
19 what?
85. 85.
14, 24. 37.
Oh, no. I remembered wrong.
8/16/1985. Oh, no. August 6th. 8/6. I'm sorry. 14, 24. 27. Yeah, she's 30. I don't remember correctly. You still with the same guy?
No, I just sold the property.
So
the
that's
address
the person
actually was...
you're not with. Okay.
Yeah, we're not. Nope. We sold the property. I got another place. I just signed a lease last week, actually. And
you guys
you know,
were together
still...
for quite a while, and you were like, I mean, it was a serious relationship.
Yeah, 5 years.
Hmm.
But very dark energy. Very dark relationship. Very abusive. So the healing begins now. I'm happy for that. And ironically,
go ahead.
I sold the property. The address was 672, and that's my childhood address. It was a multifamily property. But the place I rented is 67 unit 2. So I thought that was interesting. I wanted to share that with you guys.
67 unit 2 is the place that you're renting, but the place that you sold is 672. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
So do you have a question or
No, I mean, I just, you know, obviously it's a clean slate sort of. So there's just a lot of new beginnings, a lot of transition. Just happy to have that behind me. But, you know, the energy is still lingering, feeling that. So, you know, I'm open to anything, but I know we're at the end of your show, so.
Yeah, we are at the end of the show. And I mean, it's interesting. You're 35. Right, 35. So you're going through a change in 2 years. You're in the halfway mark of your third cycle of 10. I mean, you've gone 3.5 cycles through 10 at 35.
Mm-hmm.
So you're making this move now. But at 37, you're supposed to have a big change.
Oh, good. Because, you know, I feel like I kind of took a step back, but it was necessary to sever those ties and be free of that situation.
Carrie, have you ever had an animal, any pets?
Yes, I have a dog. We have a dog, Jack, and I have a dog in spirit.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. So there's going, how old is your dog now? 4 or 5? Well, I mean, what's the age of your dog? 5.
He's 5.
Yeah. Okay. So we're getting some vibrational validation. There's going to be something coming up in about 2 months that is going to feel good. It's a good experience in about 2 months. I'm not sure what it is, but in the image, I'm seeing a dog in a runway. You know, sometimes people have dogs, and then when they have a, when they have them in the backyard, they have like a runway for them. It's caged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have that?
I did at my old property. There is actually one in the backyard. Another one of the tenants has a dog too, a German Shepherd. There's
okay,
a runner there, yeah.
Got it. So these validations that are swimming around in the energy field are suggesting something positive happening in about 2 months. I don't know what it is.
That's great.
You can always call us and get more detail or come back on
Absolutely.
The show. But I don't know what it is. We don't have time, but we're getting enough validations to suggest that an image is coming up that's going to be good. I don't know what it is yet. So if you want to call back the show or call us personally.
Absolutely. Thank you both very much.
Okay.
Take care. All right. We are out of time, and we're back on the air Friday, regular time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.